Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Well, it's great to be with you again this evening. And we bring you greetings from far away Crawley and Horsham and places like that. Let's go to the book of Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And I asked the Lord what he wanted me to speak about this evening. And I don't know about you, but God often speaks to me before I wake up. I don't know if that's unusual or whether it's common, or I don't know, but he often speaks before I wake up, probably because I listen better then when I'm asleep. And then I wake up with this very clear word that God's given to me, and I begin then to follow through with it by looking into the word and spending time in prayer and listening for further instructions. And God said to me this morning, he said, I want to talk about my power. And then he immediately took me to the woman who had this issue of blood. She had a problem in her body, and she had it for 12 years. That's a long period of time. We're going to just read the account and then just unpack a few things, and then by the Holy Spirit's grace, we're going to take hold of this word tonight, and I pray that my own life and yours too will be forever changed because of what we read tonight, because of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us and then through us out to other people. Is that all right? Are you up for it? God wants to release his power. And this year, 2014, is a year of great power. You know, God said to me at the start of the year, he said, this year is going to be a great year of fulfillment for many people. Great year of fulfillment. It's going to be a year of, he said to me, a bumper harvest. So not just a harvest, but a bumper harvest. That means an enormous, God's going to do a lot in a short space of time. So there's going to be people that are going to meet with God in a tremendous way, and we're talking about people who've never met Jesus before, and we're talking about people coming back to him. God's going to bring these people into the kingdom, and he's going to bring them into this church, and they're going to be forever changed. Sounds exciting to me. So it's going to be a year where God is going to really move. And the other thing is that he's going to make it a year of resolution, that many things will be resolved this year. You know what it is when you have a problem or a need? That seems to sort of just tag on for a long period of time. God says, I'm going to resolve many issues for people this year. And it needs his power to do this. It needs the power of God to change things. Let's go to Mark 5, and I'm going to read out of the Truth version, and we'll start reading at verse 21. Jesus again crossed the lake by boat, and as usual, a large crowd gathered as soon as he landed. Among the people was one of the synagogue leaders called Jairus. As soon as he saw Jesus, he came and fell at his feet and desperately pleaded with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and lay your hands on her, for then she will be healed and will live." So Jesus went with him. We haven't even gotten to the story yet, but I just want to stop just there. The reason I'm here tonight is because some years ago, I was in this place. I was desperate. I was dying. It was me that was dying. And a group of people like you, just a little bit bigger, but a group of people like you that I was pastoring, I was leading this church, they had their pastor, if you like, their leader, that was happened to me, be me, was dying. I had cerebral malaria. I was in a coma. I was in hospital. And the consultant had said to Claire, my wife, your husband will probably die. That was their diagnosis. I don't know if they usually say that kind of thing, but they told her the truth. Your husband may probably die, just given the human sort of rational reason of what would happen in my body, or he'll have permanent brain damage. But listen, this church of people, not a huge number of people, maybe about 50, 60 people, began to pray. And a guy that I led the church, who was leading with me, he was kind of assistant with me, he arranged a rota, round-the-clock rota, so that it was at least two or three people praying round the clock. This was at Christmas time. This was when everyone wanted to be with their families. And he arranged this rota. This talks about covenant and commitment. And so there was always at least two or three people praying for me around the clock. And they began to pray. And he said, don't pray any woolly prayers. Don't pray any weak prayers. We only want one prayer, and that's God, raise him back to full life and heal him completely. And so that's how they began to pray. And so in homes around the clock, so 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock, 4 o'clock, 5 people were praying for me. Now, I was out of it. But you know, God had given me a promise just before I went into this coma. I cried out to God. I said, God, I will not die, but I will live. I didn't know how serious it was at the time. That's probably just as well. But I said, I will not die, but I will live. And that was my prayer. That was my prayer of faith. And then I went into this coma. Amazing things happen when you're in a coma. You know what's going on around you in a greater way. You know what people are thinking. I knew what my wife, I couldn't communicate in one way, but in another way, you're very aware of what's going on with you. And then during these 3 days, this prayer went up to heaven and began to come back from heaven. And I'll tell you what happened. At 2 o'clock in the morning, in a ward, in a isolation ward in Crawley Hospital, I woke up out of this coma, and up towards the ceiling was a demon. I saw it. Just as clear as you're not like a demon. But just as clear as you're here tonight, yeah. There was this angry, angry demon. It had the figure of a man's head, but it was a demon. And this spirit was so angry because he couldn't take my life out. It was like a child. If you've seen a child with some of us had children that once upon a time had tantrums, it was like a child with a tantrum because he couldn't have his own way. And the moment I saw this demon, I said, in Jesus, that's what I said, just the name Jesus, and the power of God worked and removed this demon out of the ward. I saw it go, just like that. And from that moment forward, I recovered. I'm here tonight by the grace of God because of his power, the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, healed me completely from cerebral malaria, which, by the way, attacks the brain, if you know anything about cerebral malaria. And I had a brain problem, but God completely healed me from that. He raised me back to life, healed my brain and everything, and I'm here to tell the story. Amen. I'm well, I'm in victory, my memory's better than it ever was. I keep telling myself that. And but it really is. And you know what happened when I did a little bit of homework, when I got back home, they released me from the hospital in a miracle 7 day. On the seventh day, said, well, you can go home. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to get some strength back in your body. We can't work it out, but you say it's prayer. And so they released me. I went home, and then the second day I was home, a couple of friends, guys that were in the church, came and saw me, and they began to talk to me. And they said, you never guess what happened when we prayed for you. He's talking about the power of God tonight. And I said, what happened? They said, well, we were praying, and Mike here, he had this vision while we were praying. And he said, he just stopped us in the prayer because we were supposed to pray through to 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was only 2 o'clock in the morning. And just before two, he said, he had a picture. And there was a demon around your bed. We saw it. He saw it very clearly. He said, we must pray. And God says that this is a spirit of death. And so all we're going to do is we're going to take authority. It won't take long. And we command this spirit of death to leave Paul, to leave the wards, to get out, and he's going to recover. And so that's what they prayed. Took about less than a minute. And when they finished praying, there was such power in the room that they said they were supposed to pray for another hour, but they couldn't pray. They tried to pray, but they knew that it was done. Power of God, power of the Holy Spirit. And they knew it was done. They knew it was complete. There was nothing more to pray. So they began to thank God. That was kind of wise. They began to thank God for the healing grace and power. They hadn't rung the hospital. They just knew it in their spirit. It was done. We're talking about the power of God tonight and the power of Jesus. And God wants us to be well. Physically, mentally, in our emotional life, in our physical life, in our spiritual life, he wants us to be, the Bible calls it being made whole. And it needs the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. He will work in us and make us whole. That's what he wants to do. And let's just read this passage of scripture here, because in verse 24, this is the story that comes out of this time when Jairus asked Jesus to come and lay his hands on his daughter who was dying. And of course, we know that's another story, but Jairus' daughter got completely raised from the dead because she had actually died. And a large crowd followed and were pushing and shoving from all sides out of a desire to be near Jesus. Among them was a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors to try to alleviate her suffering, but all to no avail. The problem had only become worse. Having heard about Jesus, she pushed her way through the crowd, came up behind him and touched his clothing because she thought to touch his clothes will be enough. I will then be healed. Sure enough, as soon as she touched him, the bleeding stopped and she knew that her body was healed and her suffering ended. This is an awesome, awesome miracle that was worked in this woman that suffered for 12 years. I don't know if you know what it's like to suffer pain. Anyone had pain in their body? Maybe you've got pain in your body tonight. But it's a terrible thing to have a lot of pain for a long period of time. And she got totally healed. Totally healed. When she touched him, Jesus knew that, listen to this, power, just say power.
Power.
No, say it like it's power. Power. That's better. That's good. That power had flowed out of him. He turned around and asked those nearest to him in the crowd, who touched my clothes? Now just imagine, there's a crowd of people in this room. Just imagine this room here is full of people, actually full to the brim, and Jesus is tucked in the middle here, and people are following him. So everyone's touching him. And he turns around and said, who touched me? And his disciples thought, what's he on? What is this? Jesus would not be deterred, but kept looking around to see who had touched him, not just physically, but with faith. The woman, knowing she had been healed, came forward and fell on her knees before Jesus, afraid that he would be displeased. She told him truthfully what she had done and why. Jesus was not angry or upset. Far from it, for he said to her, my daughter, you are healed. Because you showed such faith, you can go in peace and remain free, for your days of suffering are over. What an amazing story. This really happened. And it still happens today. And God wants to release his power to us. So I just want us to go back to verse 28. Just look at verse 28 a minute. Or verse 27 and 28. Having heard about Jesus, she pushed her way through the crowd, came up behind him and touched his clothing. Because, you know what it actually says in the Greek? It says that she said to herself. It actually means she said many times. I don't know how that was. Maybe she told her friends. Maybe she said to her mate. I don't know. But she certainly thought it, and she probably spoke it out loud. She actually said, if I can just touch his clothes, it'll be enough. So I don't believe she just thought it in her head. But the word actually in the Greek, when you look it up in the original translation, it says that she said, she actually spoke something. You know, if you're going to get a miracle, you need to not just think it. That's great to have faith, because faith starts in the heart and you begin to think about it. She actually started to speak what was going to happen. She said to herself, and in the Amplified Bible it says she said many times. So this is a progressive thought that becomes something that you end up, if you think something enough, you're going to start saying it. And she said, if I just touch his clothes, the clothes that he's wearing, his garment, she said, I will be made well, I'll be healed. Amazing. I wonder what you're saying tonight about the power of God that's available to you. Because when Jesus turns up, all the power is available. He said, on the way down here tonight, while I'm driving my car down here, just praying a little bit about the meeting this evening, he said to me, Paul, he said, you can ask anything you like. You can have whatever you want. Wow. You can have whatever you want, because the power that I have is for you. And that's for you tonight, for every one of you. You can have whatever you want from him if you will just have faith in him, that he wants to give you so much. He wants to give us so much more. You know, a lot of our lives we live with, I was going to bring a kettle along tonight, but I forgot. Or a teapot would probably be better. But if you imagine a teapot in my hand here, my right hand, can you see it? Teapot, right? The problem is that a lot of our Christian lives, we're living with the lid on. And so God's trying to pour something into the pot of your life. He wants to release more power there. He wants to release more power from the inside perhaps, but the lid is on. Or the spout is blocked, one or the other, maybe both. And God says this is a time to take the lid off and receive as much as you can get. And then he wants to release the spout so that we can give out of what he's given to us. This is a time of release. This year is a year of great release. I know God wants to do so much here in Worthing. I know Pastor Jonathan, Janet and others here. You know God wants to do so much here in this town of Worthing, and to bring people to him and bring those back that have wandered away. He wants to do incredible work. And so we need to begin to start speaking. If we can just touch him, if we just come to his power, he will do the rest. He will do everything. And she had this amazing faith. She said, if I just touch his clothes, I will be well. I will be healed. And then look at verse 30. When she touched him, Jesus knew that power had flowed out of him. Power had flowed out of him. This power, this dunamis, this dynamite, literally means dynamite power. You know the thing about God's power? It doesn't just explode like an explosion, but this is power under, if you like, God's direction. You know, you get electricity come through your plug socket at home. It doesn't just explode into your house, does it? The power comes through a fuse. It comes through a fuse board. I'm an electrician, by the way, so it comes through wires. It comes through a light source. It comes through a heater. Power comes. It comes through a directed way. And this is talking about the power of Jesus. Jesus' power doesn't explode everywhere. It comes in a very specific and direct way. And when you plug your plug into the power like the guys have tonight for their PA, the power flows through and we have sound and we have light and we have heat. And in the same way, your faith works the same way. We have to learn how to connect with God, how to plug our faith into His Word, how to declare His Word and speak about what He wants to do and put our faith in Him and then begin to let that power begin to flow on the inside of us, like it's flowing in that phone right now, right? We need to begin to let that power begin to flow on the inside of us and let it have its work. You know, in the Amplified Bible, it says that power was proceeding from Him. So I want you to imagine this tonight. If you're born again, you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you have the rivers of living waters on the inside of you, don't you? Don't you? You've got the power of God on the inside of you. But you know, a lot of Christians are living with that power under wraps. It's like the spout's blocked. It's restricted, so it's not coming out right. And God wants this time, this year, He wants for you and for me to learn how to release what we have on the inside of us. He wants to take the lid off the pot so He can pour some more stuff in as well. And as we begin to release it this year, we're going to see the power of God, not just set ourselves free if we need some freedom, we need some healing, but we're going to see that power being released through us so that we can actually touch other people with that same power. Do you agree with me? See, Jesus, when He went walking about doing good and healing all who were oppressed for the devil, it says that power was proceeding from Him. It meant that His power wasn't dormant power. He was constantly in His spirit, He's saying, Father, where can I release this? Where can I release this? Where can I give this power away today? Show me how to use this power. The power was bubbling up on the inside of Him. Are you with me? Yes. You know, yesterday when I came home, I have such a desire to see my neighbours saved. And I said to Claire the other day, I said, this fence gets in the way, you know. Our fence, or it's not our fence, it's their fence. They put up a fence when we moved in. Perhaps they didn't want to know us. They put up a new fence, actually. The old fence was falling down. And when that fence came down, for about 4 weeks, I would trespass over onto their garden, right, and talk to, his name's Mike, talk to Mike. But I noticed when the fence went up, it's like that separation. It's become a little bit more difficult to talk to him. There's a big hedge and a fence and everything else. So yesterday I saw he was in his drive when I came back in the afternoon and saw it, so I thought, I'm going to go around and talk to him. So I went out and released what was on the inside of me, because I want him to know Jesus. But if I don't reach out to him, if I don't make a conversation with him, if I don't do something, nothing is going to happen. It's no good just praying about it. I've got to be part of the answer to my prayers. So I had a chat with him and got around to the place where we're going to have him round for a meal. Taking a step. So what was happening? The power of God's at work. I didn't pray, lay hands on him or anything like that yesterday. But I know the power of God is working on the inside of you too. And we need to learn how to release that power. Jesus had that power bubbling up on the inside, the Holy Spirit bubbling up on the inside of him, so that at any moment, at any time, that power would come out. I'll tell you how we know it was activated, it was proceeding from him, because this lady said, this lady had 12 years of pain and distress and plague in her body. She said to herself, or she said to others, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made well. She knew. And so what she did, she touched him, and he didn't even know exactly what was happening. That's amazing, isn't it? That Jesus didn't know what was happening with everybody. God in heaven knew, but he didn't know everything that was happening around him. But what he did know was his power was activated. And he knew there was people that would be healed in that crowd before he got to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. And because of his faith, the faith of Jesus, that power's flowing out. And so here's a connection. This lady plugs, if you like, her faith into the plug socket of Jesus and powers coming out of him. And the moment she touches his clothes, he didn't even touch him, but the moment she touches his clothes, that same power, that power of the Holy Spirit, immediately flows out and hits her in the body. And she felt power go through her body, and she felt this thing dry up. So that's the way it describes it there. It says that it actually, the fountain, or it says in one of the versions, the fountain of her blood, where she was losing blood, dried up. The plague was cancelled. The power of God healed her in a moment. And she knew it. And then she became ashamed and afraid, and what was going to happen, because Jesus said, "Someone touched me. Who was that?" And she owns up, "It was me." Now listen to this. Let's go to verse 34. Verse 34, Jesus was not angry or upset. Far from it, for he said to her, "My daughter." Don't you love that? Jesus called her "my daughter." Wow, what compassion. What compassion that is that Jesus has for you and me tonight. That he wants his power is proceeding tonight so that we can be healed. But more than healing, it says, "My daughter, you are healed because you showed such faith. You can go in peace and remain free, for your days of suffering are over." I don't know about you tonight, but Jesus actually doesn't want to just heal us physically. That's only a part of what he wants to do. He wants to, I looked it up in the Greek again. It says, Jesus says here, he says, "Go in peace and be made whole." Very important. She received healing in her body and experienced power in her body. But when she owned up, it was me that touched you. And Jesus said to her, "My daughter, you are healed because you showed such faith. But I'm going to do something more for you. I'm going to release this power that you've received now. Is going to do something more in you." He says, "Go in peace." You know the peace of God, shalom, that peace which means nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing out of place, everything complete, spirit, soul, and body. He says to her, "Daughter, go in peace, be made whole." The word "whole" is used there. It's not just free, wholeness brings freedom, but he said, "Go in peace and be made whole." And part of what God wants to give to us, we need to be receivers of all of that first of all. But once we're walking in it, this is a year where God wants to release us, and then he wants us to release others. So just say that with me. Say, "I want to be released."
I want to be released.
Good. "And I want to be a releaser of others." That's exactly what the Holy Spirit's going to do through each one of us as we continue to meet with him in these 21 days of prayer, fasting, and feasting, that God is releasing us. He's releasing his power within us. And Jesus wants us to be whole.
Yes.
That's what he wants to do. Go in peace and be made whole. Be free. Remain in that freedom. What does the Holy Spirit want to do tonight? He said to me, I don't know if there's someone here tonight that you have chronic back pains. I don't know if there's anyone here that has chronic back pains, whether it's all the time or sometimes. But if that is you, Jesus certainly wants to heal you. Someone else has pain somewhere in the back of the, it's not the ear, it's towards the back of the head. Jesus wants to heal you. He does it through his power. There's others of you that have other ailments, and Jesus wants to heal you by his power. And that power is proceeding forth here tonight. He's here this evening. And so we can come to him and receive what we want from him. All we need to is to not just think, but begin to say, "I can be healed tonight. I can be healed by his power tonight." The same spirit that raised our Jesus from the dead is here this evening. He's come to live in us. And he wants that power to touch us afresh. He wants us to plug into the mains of his power this evening and know his healing touch. Amen? I remember some years ago, I had a problem with my right arm. And it became weaker and weaker. It probably took about 6 months, and it's 6 months of pain. And one day, I'd just been very, very spiritual in my office. I was praying, and I was telling God about this. And he said to me, and this is how he speaks to me, he said, "Paul," he said, "I'm tired of hearing about your pain." That's what he said. He said, "I'm tired of hearing about your pain. Why don't you just receive it?" Why don't you just receive it? I remember God really corrected me, but it wasn't heavy.
and saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I've kind of gone around the houses about it, but I've never received it. It's amazing. I just got a revelation that morning. He said, you can receive it anytime you like. And that morning, I remember I wrote down in my book of words, put the date, I am healed this morning at such and such a time on the da-da-da-da, whatever it was, I'm totally healed. And I got up off my knees and I began to lift my arms and thank God. I'll be really honest with you, my arm felt even more painful. But I tell you what happened. This is what happened. My faith received it right there. And I knew, listen to this, I knew I was healed. My arm hadn't quite caught up with it yet, but I knew that I'd suffered this for months and months, and it really was a problem. And my wife had said to me, you need to go to the doctor. If you're not getting this sorted, you need to go to the doctor. Well, that did it. That probably got me into that prayer that morning, that I went to the big doctor, Jesus, and got my answer. And I received it. And do you know, sometime over those next few days, I don't know when it was, but it was an instant healing. I came on one evening and thought, that's amazing. That's completely gone. And God said to me, that's because you received it. You'd already received it a few days ago. And I had. So when we receive healing here. In our spirit, with our faith. We receive healing in our faith. And then you can apply it to that, whatever part of the body or the mind or the heart, the emotion, wherever it is. But you receive it in here. That's why God wants to release his power for you tonight. Jesus wants us to be walking in wholeness this year. Amen. And there's something else tonight, and we're going to worship and just pray, just receive, just for a short period of time. God will do a lot. And he said that, and it's interesting coming to the prayer meeting tonight, because I do the same thing at Crawley, in our prayer meeting at Crawley, I listen to what people are praying. Well, that's right on, that's exactly what God gave me for this evening, or for this morning. And so what we were praying about disappointment. And some people here tonight, you've been disappointed. The Bible says disappointment makes the heart sick. But God said to me on the way down here tonight, he said some people are suffering from disappointment, but he said, I'm going to fill them with this hope by my power. So his power isn't just for physical healing. The power, the dynamite power, the power that's proceeding from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit tonight, that same power that is in him is in us actually, is given to us. Is to evaporate disappointment from us and to fill our hearts with joy and hope again. Amen. You know, the word hope means having a joyful expectation. You can tell people that are in hope, they have a joy about them. They have an expectation that something is about to happen and they fully believe it too. That's hope. That's biblical hope. That's hope that says it's gonna happen. It will be. That's hope. And God wants to fill some of you with a fresh hope tonight. That's as much as a healing, as a physical healing. And if you know that you've been struggling or you're there's a disappointment that's hit you and you haven't really recovered from, God wants you to recover from that tonight. And I want you to respond to the Holy Spirit this evening that disappointment is gonna evaporate. Like a mist, it's going to go. And God's going to fill you with his power. His power is going to fill you with hope tonight. And he's going to change things inside of you this evening. You know, when people become hopeless, all kinds of bad stuff happens. People get depressed and they can get all kinds of things. Physical things can happen as well. But when the joy comes, when God takes that away, when you ditch the disappointment and you touch the hem of his garment and receive the power of his love, of his healing grace, and you hand that rubbish over to God, he'll fill you with fresh hope this evening and fill you with that power of the Holy Spirit. That's what he wants to do tonight. He wants to change your disappointment to hope. He wants to fill you with joyful expectation and get you on a new track, a track of faith and hope, joyful expectation. You know, many people are going to find God as their Father. I'm talking about people out there. This year, many people are going to find him as their father. You know, we're living in a fatherless generation. So many people just don't have a father. But many, many young people and many others too, many different ages are going to find God as their father in the course of this year. I'm very excited about that. You know, people in Worthing walking around, they're fatherless. They have no father. They've not known the real father's love, but they're going to know the father's love. And we're going to present to them who Jesus Christ is. And as they get to know who Jesus is, they're going to get to know who the Father is. Amen. That's what God has. He wants to. He's going to fill this place with people who are going to find him as Father. God the Father is going to become a revelation in this place to many, many people. At this point, don't even know him, but they're going to find him and know him. Let's stand to our feet, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Let's have the worship team, worship guys up. All we're going to do this evening is we're just going to receive from the power that proceeds from him this evening. Amen. And the way that we're going to do this is we're just going to begin to worship Jesus. If you know, if there's something that you've heard this evening that has touched you tonight, I just want you to come out of your seat, just come down the front here and just start receiving immediately. You don't have to have hands laid on you. Just start receiving from the love of the Father this evening. If you need healing in your body, just come forward. Let the power of Jesus come. And as God leads us this evening, if it's right for us to come and lay hands, we'll do that. But you just need to start receiving from God tonight. Let his power touch you afresh this evening. You need a fresh touch of his power. Jesus is full of power. That's proceeding from him all the time. He just wants us to learn how to receive from that power moment by moment. And as we receive that power, something will happen this evening that will change us, change you, change me, change the way that you think, heal you in your body, touch you in that back, touch you in your feet, in your head. We'll bring healing power to you this evening. If you've had disappointment tonight and that disappointment itself brings sickness, God wants to take away that disappointment by his power. I want you to learn how to, God wants to teach you how to drop those things at his feet. And he's full of grace tonight, full of grace power. And that power will change you, will heal you and make you whole. Jesus says, I want you to go out of this building tonight in peace, not in pieces, right? In peace and to walk in his wholeness. That's what he ministers tonight. That's what he has for you. So just come and fill this place up at the front here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to worship him. Let's begin to worship the Lord. Let's begin to give him.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.